Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. I want to say welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining in. Thanks so much for your belief and trust in us as we walk through this minefield of news events together. Again, I thank you so much for your support. Without your support, we couldn't do what we do. Real quick, I just want to mention HagmanStore.com. HagmanStore.com, that for coffee. Coffee sales going at a brisk pace. We actually had to order additional bags and boxes, and I've got to tell you, it's flying out the door. And, you know, proceeds go to organizations, Vets for Child Rescue, Craig Sawyer's group, as well as Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness, the Shatter Institute, and, of course, we're working with them very closely on the matters here in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. So it's a good buy. Look, folks, this is where I make coffee. It's more expensive than you would buy it at Costco or your local grocery store. But again, the proceeds go to help fight child and human sex trafficking. There it is. Detective's Choice hypercaffeinated coffee in bean, whole bean, ground, or K-cups, your choice. Of course, did you see what happened yesterday? Of course you did. I'm sure you have. If not, you know, the shameful display in Lafayette Park with these ragtag morons. I shouldn't say ragtag. These organized, individuals, these insurgents, enemy combatants, as I will call them, attempting to take down the equestrian statue of Andrew Jackson. And everywhere statues are torn down by this angry insurgency in any country at any given period in time. People, you are next. Guarantee. History shows that you will be next. Fear porn? I don't think so. Clickbait? I don't think so. Truth is what it is. Have a great show for you lined up. Of course, hour one, L.A. Marzulli. LAMarzulli.net is his website. Coming up here just momentarily before I get to L.A., I want to ask you something. Have you been paying attention to your finances? This is the time now that we need to be very careful, very circumspect about what we do and how we handle our finances. Check your wallet. Look at your credit cards. Are you tired of credit card bills with high interest rates? Ready to pay off your credit card balances, all of them, you know, the 19, 20% interest rates, and start saving money? Folks, you can, because of my friends at Lightstream.com/Hagman, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. It's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Here's what they worked out for us. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. Now, let me spell this out for you. It's that important. LIGHTSTREAM. Just like it sounds, lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman. Subject to change or subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. We thank our friends at Lightstream for that offer. It's a great offer. Take advantage. Hey, I'll tell you what, our family has, many, many people I know have. I want to just say again, hello to Ricky. What are we eating tonight? What you cooking tonight? Come on, move over just a little bit so I can see what's in that pan. Oh, it smells so good. Just want to say hello to Ricky and to your husband. He's a lucky guy. What a great cook. We're going to cook some stuff up together tonight, for supper. All right. Thank you again. This is from our Bag-O-Mail. Many, many more. Thank you so much. Thanks, Ricky. All right. L.A. Marzulli, LAMarzulli.net. has his finger on the pulse of things that are taking place. What's going on? L.A., welcome, by the way, to the show.
Oh, great to have me back on again. Always good to be here. The connection is kind of, I'm getting like not every other word, but maybe every five words you'll skip something. So I hope you can hear what I'm saying. It's just, I'm good. It's,
we can always communicate.
So much is going
on. Sign language. Okay.
Yeah, so, sign language.
Or
no, don't do that. If you do that, we'll be accused of being Masonic.
That's right.
Or something. So you gotta watch that.
I don't want to be accused of that. Everything's okay here though. Morons out there.
I'm telling you.
All right. Go ahead. I'll try not to overtalk you and feel free to go ahead and talk right now. What's on your radar?
Well, I mean, it's been a 1-2 punch, hasn't it? Before, the Wuhan flu, the Kung flu, just amazing how they go after him for saying Kung flu, right? Oh my gosh, that's a racist comment. You're hurting all the Oriental people. Do we have any type of sense of humor anymore? You know, is there, can we say anything like that? I mean, it's unbelievable. But before COVID-19, the Wuhan flu, hit, Trump's approval rating was through the roof. The economy was blasting. What concerns me is this is an orchestrated 1-2 punch, in my opinion. What we're looking at is the first punch is Dr. Fiasco and Dr. Birx. And that's my name for Dr. Fauci, is Fiasco, because he created an absolute fiasco in this country. So they go marching into Trump's office and they tell him that, well, according to the model that we're looking at, 2.2 million people will die unless we shut everything down. So Trump's got a gun to his head. And he follows the advice of Dr. Fiasco and Dr. Birx, something I wouldn't have done. I would have tried to get a consortium of other medical professionals to, what are we really looking at here? He didn't do that. He went with these two people. We now know that the model is utterly flawed, that the 2.2 million people that allegedly were going to die didn't. Do we have 100,000 or 110,000 people in this country who have passed away? It all depends on who you talk to. If you talk to some people in the medical profession, they're saying that anybody who's dying of anything is basically being labeled COVID-19. So if that's true, then the numbers are inflated. I think the numbers are closer to 70 or 80,000, which is still incredibly tragic, which is a pandemic, but it's a bad flu. It's not like the Spanish flu, which killed millions and millions of people. So what that did is it shut down the economy completely. For basically, 60 days, essentially, 2 months, 40 days, 60 days in some places. In some places like California, they haven't reopened and it's very draconian laws and mandatory masks and all this other stuff. So that's the first punch. The second punch is Floyd being killed by a police officer. And I know you're in law enforcement, so you know that when you get a guy like this who's resisting arrest, it can be a very dangerous situation. On the other hand, kneeling on a guy's neck for 9 minutes is, in my opinion, way over the line.
Yes.
And that's, in my opinion, murder. And he should be tried by a court of law and punished accordingly if found guilty by a jury of his peers. The 1-2 punch, the second punch, is carefully orchestrated. The anarchists have been waiting for an event like this to storm the Bastille, as it were. They offer nothing. They are Marxists. They are communists, Marxists. That's what they are. They want to tear down everything that our country stands for. They want to redistribute wealth. And, of course, what they don't realize is if that ever comes to pass, then the new people that come into power, they'll all be lined up against the wall and shot. Just a study of what happened under the Stalin era should make the hair on everybody's neck stand up. Remember, Stalin systematically starved 20 million Ukrainians. Systematically did so. 20 million Ukrainians. According to Solzhenitsyn, the gulags, it depends on who you talk to, 60 million, 75 million people went through the gulags, never seen or heard of again. The Stasi, the secret police in the former Soviet Union. Is that what we really want? And we know it doesn't work. People want freedom. There's no incentive to do anything, comrade, when everything is distributed equally. So, and I remember a college professor did this to his class. He gave them an example of exactly what Marxism, what communism looks like. So, okay, everybody study, and what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, go out and study, and some people got A's, and some people got B's, and some people got C's. But what he did is he decided to bring the people who got D's and E's or whatever up into the C's. So that was the first test. Then the second test, so the guys who studied, you know, they got A's. But so, and that was sort of a normal deal, but he was kind of lenient with the people that flunked it and brought them up so they all had C minuses. So the people with A's are going like, well, gee, you know, why? Well, this is kind of weird. The people that flunked, they got a passing grade, but okay, I still got an A. So they did the test again, and everybody studied again, and the people that got A's and B's and C's. But this time, the professor just gave everybody in the class got a C plus. Everybody in the class got a C plus. So all of a sudden, the guys who were, you know, studied real hard, they get a C plus, and the people who didn't study at all, they get a C plus. And they're going, well, why should we do this? This is stupid. And they realize that they're not being rewarded for their hard work or for the fact that maybe they're more talented in one area than another person. And of course, if you say that, you're a racist or with white privilege. The fact people are more talented. I will never be a basketball player. I have absolutely zero talent to that. If you put me up against someone like Michael Jordan and gave me 50 points and all I had to do was score one basket, more than likely that would never happen. Okay. I'm not talented in that. Is that black privilege because he's talented in that and I'm not? See where I'm going with this? So if you say anything like this, oh my gosh, you're a racist. Well, different people have different talents. I will never be a Beethoven, and neither will you. You'll never be a Beethoven. Does that mean that, you know, the fact that we should all dumb down to some sort of row, row, row your boat when it comes to music? Different people have different talents. But what we're looking at in this country is a systematic takedown of our values, our constitution, our way of life, the things that we hold dear. Heck, this nutcase, I forget his last name, Sean, he's a white guy that believes he's a black guy. So go figure with that. And he identifies as an African American. Well, that's okay. So telling Chief this morning, I did a PBS report and was just saying, you know, I identify as a penguin, so I'm going to kind of waddle around the rest of the day. That's sort of tongue in cheek. But, you know, this guy's going after stained glass windows depicting Jesus and paintings and all this other stuff. So now they're going after the church. See how it works? See how it works? Tear everything down. And what the pastors need to do, pastors need to address this Sunday. Otherwise, in a couple of Sundays, they might not have a church to come back to. Republicans who have the majority in the Senate. Where is Mitch McConnell? Where are the Senate Republicans? Asleep at the wheel. Where are the Republicans in the House of Representatives? Asleep at the wheel. You've got a few people that are pushing back, but not many. Why are we allowing this? And at some point, you know, people are going to take the law into their own hands. Militias, not vigilantes, but militias, trained militias are going to be formed to counteract this type of anarchy. Because these people don't want anything. They just want to destroy your way of life, destroy your business, destroy your church, destroy your ideology, destroy your worldview, and replace it with what? All we need to do is go to Seattle and look at the nonsense in Chaz, where over the weekend people were raped and one person was killed. So much for Chaz. They offer nothing. They have no solution. You know, free spaghetti dinner, potluck spaghetti dinner. Do we really want to go back to this? Is this what we want? Is this what the American people want? And the good people in Seattle have already pushed back and said, you know, if you guys don't do something, we're going to do something. So people need to coalesce and understand that this type of thug mentality, this type of street level anarchy has no place in America. And it needs to be put down and put down very, very quickly. It's one thing to gather for a peaceful protest. It's another thing to do what they're doing.
I agree 100% with you. And again, folks, I want to give L.A. the floor because of the connection. I can hear him fine. The and I'm sure you can too, but the video is a little bit scrambled or digitized, I suppose. But I want to say this, or I want to ask you, I'm going to say this and then ask you a question. All right. Looking at this with a wider scope, when I say this, I'm talking about the last 4 years, 5 years maybe. watching from the moment Donald Trump descended down that escalator, announced his candidacy, watching U.S. as well as the entire Five Eyes intelligence agencies surveil him, conduct as well as everyone around him within his campaign as a private citizen, as a presidential candidate, and as a president, failing that, failing this Russia hoax, and then failing the Mueller probe, the results there, and then failing the Ukrainian turnaround, where the Ukrainian pivot, where they're trying to blame, you know, some collusion on President Trump with Ukraine, when in fact it was Joe Biden and his son, and Hillary Clinton and others. Having said all of that, and having seeing them fail at every turn, when I say them, I'm talking about the intelligence agencies, I'm talking about the globalists like Soros and Clintons, the entirety, the heads of the 13 plus families who run things, watching all of this go by, and then all of a sudden, we see what? We see this coronavirus. Now, if no one said that there was any coronavirus, would you even know the difference? You know, I've got to go to Walmart. I wear LA. I wear this mask when I go to, you know, if I go to Walmart. How's that, you know, for a statement? No, I'm joking about that, but so the timing of this coronavirus and the shutdown. Economic shutdown, when in fact, numerically, I think we can stipulate that the economy was better than it has been in a number of years. So seeing that, the garden gnome, Dr. Fiasco, as you put him, as you typify him, as well as, you know, the scarf lady, destroying our entire economy. All right. So to me, and then George Floyd thing, I got a lot of questions about that. There is some really, I mean, the backstory behind that smells to high heaven, just so people know. I mean, they knew each other. They worked together. There's a business front at the epicenter of this. There's counterfeit money. There's some attachment to some intelligence world assets there. Did you know that, folks? Yes. So the timing of all this. Now we're seeing people bring down statues. Now we're seeing riots on the streets. Chaz, you mentioned. And then, of course, Sean King is the guy you were trying to think of. I believe he opened for, or at least has an affiliation with Bernie Sanders. So I that was my predicate to this question. Has all this been planned? Is this the takedown, the insurgent takedown of the United States? To you.
Well, the short answer to that, in my opinion, is absolutely yes. This is orchestrated. I have said this from day one, literally from day one, that with the COVID-19, the Wuhan virus, this was an orchestrated event by the New World Order. 40 million people, and they've done a wonderful job. 40 million people are out of work. Many small businesses will never recover. So they're bringing down America from within. It's orchestrated. It's calculated. They want the new world order. Trump is not a globalist. He stands in the way of bringing in the new world order. God forbid if Biden would ever get in there. And Biden's got dementia. Some of the media is picking up on the fact that Joe's not all there. I've seen the signs. Both my parents had it. My father had Alzheimer's. My mother had dementia. And I know the look. I know what it looks like. And you watch Biden in the last year just fade away to the point where he can't construct a sentence anymore. So in my opinion, this is calculated. It's for one deal, for one reason, to topple Donald J. Trump, to get rid of him, because he's not a globalist. He is America first. And you know, it's amazing. You were Make America Great Again, and you're looked at like you're a Nazi. Well, wait a minute. You know, what's wrong with placing America first? What's wrong with that? You know, Black Lives Matter people should be rejoicing in the fact that under Trump, before this calamity happened, black unemployment was at a historic all-time low. Historic all-time low. You know, Obama had 8 years, and he did nothing for the people of Chicago. He did nothing for the people of Baltimore. Unemployment for blacks, not even close to where Trump is. So, you know, maybe they should take a hard look at this. and what our president has done. And some people of color are actually looking at that and realizing that, wow, under Trump, I'm paying less taxes. Life seemed to be better. Now it's not so much because all this was, this calamity that took place. I haven't worked in 8 weeks, and I don't know whether the business that I was working for, they shut down, they closed their doors, they're never going to reopen. Now what do I do? A lot of people are faced with that. So I'm looking at the aftermath of this and scratching my head going, what does this country look like 6 months from now? And the fact that they spent trillions of dollars, $4 trillion on the goofy stimulus thing, this is just like, you know, bread and circus that we had in Rome. And then the Democrats want to put all the pork in the next stimulus bill or whatever it is. American people want to get back to work. And instead of quarantining the entire population, what should have happened, they should have quarantined the sick people, which is the way normal people would do it. But, you know, fiasco ran roughshod over the entire country. And we shut everything down and did so, for 40 days, basically. And then slowly some states opened. Interesting, some of the data is saying that the states fared no better that didn't shut down, but the states that did shut down. So what are the numbers really telling us? All this is to get the country into the new world order. And I would say from a supernatural biblical worldview, what we are looking at is the advent, the beginning of the beast system. This is what it looks like, where you had Governor Cuomo, well, I think we need a global government. Well, he backpedaled from that. He only said it one time. Now he hasn't said it since. But then in California, you've got people who are going to go and basically monitor the disease, knock door to door. Does anyone in your family have COVID-19? Well, we're going to come in and we're going to test everyone. Oh, this person has a fever. We're going to take your child away from you. Seriously? Seriously, the American people.
Hey, LA, I don't mean to interrupt you. Two things. Number one, Eric the Tech has got a panel that he's going to show you. He wanted to get your take on it. This from Apple, the Apple iPhone updates. Secondly, we're going to reconnect with you to try to improve that picture. So we're up against the bottom of the hour break. We're going to reconnect with you right away. And then we'll be right back after this network break. You're listening to the Hagmann Report, HagmannReportLive.com. That's our website. HagmannStore.com is our commerce site. LAMarzulli.net is where you need to go to support LA, his work, his very important work, which we're going to be talking about on the other side. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report on the Global Star Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Exposing the New World Order, you're listening to the...
And welcome back to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, where Ricky and I are at the kitchen stove cooking stuff up. Again, I just want to say hi and thank you so very much for listening, for tuning in. Thank you all for your support, your generous support of this platform. Ali Marzulli is my guest. Before you get back to him, and this Ali can look at as well, hopefully you can see this. Eric the Tech received a notice, apparently an iPhone update. Eric, just briefly, if you can just kind of in a paragraph summarize what we're looking at here.
So this is the new Apple update. It's COVID-19 exposure logging.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
When enabled, iPhone can exchange random IDs with other devices using Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
Random IDs, or the random ID.
Yeah, your device collects, right, are stored in an exposure log for 14 days, 2 weeks. Okay. So this is something that you sign into or sign up for, or, and right now it's voluntary, right?
It is, but I would assume if it's implemented, it could still, I'm sure it's probably still.
It's probably
doing work behind the scenes.
I would say it's implied consent, or working regardless. But, LA, that's the, COVID-19 exposure logging right now for Apple iPhones. I found that very interesting. Eric the Tech found that. And,
so keep your iPhones in your cars.
Yeah.
Keep your Apple Watches in your car. Keep your Bluetooth off. Keep your Wi-Fi off.
There you go.
Basically, don't use your phone.
Block it, pocket, or some similar device, and put it in the microwave. You know, I mean, I ain't doing this. All right. LA, how are you? You back? We back with LA? And here we're feeling our way through. Oh, LA, your mic's muted, brother. Your mic's muted.
There you go. How about now?
Now I can hear you.
Great. How's the video? Any better?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Whatever you did worked. So there we go.
Good. Wonderful. Okay. Right. Very cool.
So, yeah.
Welcome to technology.
Exactly. So there it is. Continue. I mean, you've been doing a lot of important work. You've been researching a lot with the political, the scriptural, the prophetic, the, all of this. And it's interesting too, because, you can see history, you can see what's, you know, biblical history and compare it to current events. So your work is extremely important. And folks, I would urge everyone to support LA Marzulli. How can people do that, LA? I'm going to ask you to give you a plug here. How can people support you? What's the best way?
Well, you know, we were actually deplatformed on Vimeo, and they took our money. They didn't like our content. And everything that we said was true. It wasn't conspiracy theories. It was all true. Or I was reading from a report, just like you do. They demonetized us, shut our channel down, and kept our money from video on demand, from our Watcher series, and of course from our new series, On the Trail of the Nephilim, to the tune of about $10,000. We are going to go to a lawyer and file a small claims report. There is no recourse. You can't talk to them. They won't. They just say, well, you know, if we deplatform you, we don't pay out. Well, you know, that's incredibly draconian. And the bottom line, folks, they're coming for me, and I'm like I'm a small fish, folks. I'm, you know, really. They've already deplatformed my Vimeo, so we're on Ustream. It's a brand new platform, and we're up there. People are finding us. It's streaming.lamarzulli.net. streaming.lamarzulli.net. If you go to the website, lamarzulli.net, you can get there, and you can rent all four of our On the Trail of the Nephilim films for under $12. And we did that because so many people, because of the Wuhan nonsense, were at home, and, you know, there you go, right there. And I got to tell you, folks, what we're discovering, it does rewrite history. It shows that there's been a deliberate cover-up. Anything at all that deals with a supernatural worldview is frowned upon, is looked upon as like, oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist or pseudo-archaeology. I love that one. Why? Because I find a 9-foot skeleton out on Catalina. That's pseudo-archaeology. You know, your archaeologist and anthropologist, they could have hired people to digitize the photograph. And we had three people that did that. And knowing that Ralph Glidden was 5'8", we know that those skeleton, that skeleton in front of him is just slightly under 9 feet. Other skeletons with elongated skulls, six fingers. So that's pseudo archaeology? No, that's called real research, where someone looks at a picture and goes, you know, we need to investigate this because there's something going on here. Just like our investigation with America Stonehenge, the fifth on the Trail of the Nephilim film is coming out. We're in post-production on it. We're almost done, probably out early July sometime, God willing. And we're going to immediately put that on our Uscreen account, streaming.lamarzulli.net. You'll be able to watch it. It's called the Axis Mundi, the center of the world. And Doug, what we found there was just unbelievable. And it really does rewrite history. I'm not making this up. I mean, I'm really not. What Kelsey Stone discovered at his site, America Stonehenge, is a 4,000-year-old site. It's in New Hampshire, okay? And there's a stone there that's called the Baal Stone. And that stone says it's ancient Phoenician writing on it. And it's a dedication stone, and it says to Baal of the Canaanites. Well, the Canaanites were a Nephilim tribe. It's an overarching name for the Nephilim. What the heck are they doing in New Hampshire 4,000 years ago? And what we discovered, Kelsey Stone, the third generation of the Stone family, went on Google Earth, and he discovered that there's a connection to Stonehenge, England. And I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give it away. But then we went further than that, and Dennis Stone took us up in the, what we call the war room, and revealed to us four other connections. And I just sat there with my jaw on the ground, saying, you know what, folks? All this has been hidden, literally, in plain sight for thousands of years. And nobody put this together until Kelsey and then his father, Dennis, went on Google Earth and showed the connectivity between America Stonehenge and some of these other sites. It does, I promise you, folks, it does rewrite history, and it points to the validity of a supernatural worldview. It points to the veracity of the biblical prophetic narrative. And that's why we're on the trail, to expose the deception of the prince of the power of the air and to herald the return of the king, Jesus. And I believe he's coming back soon.
Amen. And you know, when I look at that, and by the way, it's a great research, investigative research product that you have. I would urge everyone to watch each one of those. I don't think you really have to watch them in succession, the volume or the episodes, but I would urge you to watch them all. And it's very inexpensive for the product that you receive. And they're available at streaming.lamarzulli.net, or just go to lamarzulli.net, click through, and you'll be able to get them and watch them. But I look at this and I see, you know, this sets the standard or basis, in my view, for what's taking place today. And I think in the larger realm, you know, I think people think L.A. too small. I think the people who are behind what we're seeing today are worshiping these. There's a level of demonic worship here, and it's far bigger than we think, and it's spiritually demonically driven. And this is what we're fighting, like you said. You know, the prince, the power of the air. That is so. Yeah, that's why I think in part, a small part, it's important to watch your investigative research products that you have. So indeed, you know, you do a good job too. I mean, it's just marvelous. Unassailable is what I would say. So unassailable evidence. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Continue. This is your time. I want to make sure I want to talk over you. And again, we're having a little bit of a lag, so I apologize. So wherever you want to take this conversation, please do. We've got a lot of new audience, on some Christian broadcasting stations. So please have at it for those people who don't know you.
Let me just say this. I've been a Christian for 40 years, and I know the book of Revelation. I know prophecy. I believe in the biblical prophetic narrative. I believe in the literal biblical prophetic narrative. And if the Antichrist is alive on the planet right now, and I believe he is, this is exactly the type of stuff we should be seeing. What we are looking at, in my opinion, is the advent of the beast system. The beast system will control every man, woman, and child on this planet eventually when he takes over. We're not there yet. I don't believe the seals have been broken. I don't believe any of that's happened yet. We're not in the tribulation period. But these are certainly the birth pangs that Jesus warns us about will preclude his second coming, will come before the great tribulation. And what we are seeing is wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times, lawlessness, which is what we read about in 2 Timothy when Paul's writing to Timothy. What we see is this rampant lawlessness everywhere, and it's happening in America right now. And you scratch your head and you go, what are these kids, because most of them are under 30, what do these kids want? I mean, what are the goals of the movement? What are the real goals of the movement? Redistribute all the wealth? Is that what they want? Tear down everything that we know it? And then in the meantime, you got Dr. Fiasco telling us, well, no football this year. Well, you know, says who? Well, you won't be able to go to the stadium and watch the game. And again, you're taking the cultural underpinnings of this country and you're crashing them to the ground. This is right out of Saul Alinsky. This is right out of the Stalinistic communist playbook, Trotsky, the whole crew. This is what you do. You eradicate everything that's normal and you replace it with your system. And this is what they're trying to do. And as I said in the first half hour, where are those wascally Republicans? Why haven't they made their voices heard? There's a few out there, you know, Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan. There's a couple of guys out there that are banging the drum. But for the most part, they're like crickets. They're not saying anything. Meanwhile, the very fabric of our country is being torn in shreds. And I am appalled and alarmed at what I see. So, you know, we got to keep an eye on this thing. Hopefully things will get back to some sort of semblance of normalcy, but I don't see that happening. Not for a while anyway.
You know, I don't either. Just looking at the stats, I see that the, let's see here, shootings in New York City, that is, they're up 358% over the same time last year. Think about that. 358% increase in shootings in New York City over last year. The Facebook and really all of social networking, these people are exercising the fascist control over the content. Content moderators saying that if someone's wearing a MAGA hat, they're going to delete them for terrorism. Things like
yeah,
that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And you now, just to be clear, folks. So this is where we collectively are at. You look at the alternative media of which we are a part. L.A. Marzulli, myself, others. L.A. Marzulli had a revenue stream that was ripped away from him, in my view, despite the terms of service, contrary to everything that's legally everything that's legal in terms of commerce. You had a group of people pay to watch his videos. The entity, what was it, Vimeo? They kept the money.
It was Vimeo, correct.
Okay.
Vimeo.
They kept the money. And so you were – were the people able to see the videos or no? So
we've had people that went back to get the video to watch and they weren't there. Okay. So we've worked out something with them and they can go to our Uscreen, our new channel, and they can watch them there. But they Vimeo just shut the channel down, right, and took all of our money, and there is no recourse. There's no reasoning. Well, hey guys, our video on demand had nothing to do with, you know, violating your terms of service. You're essentially stealing our money, and we are going to go to small claims court with you.
You
will hear from our lawyers, absolutely.
And I think at times, especially like this, legal action is necessary. And I think if more people did this, stood up and said enough is enough, like you. And by the way, it's very charitable, generous of you to do that, because I do know, folks, it costs a lot of money to transfer data and then to push the data out to the people. So you essentially gave people, you paid dearly for that. You paid dearly. Yeah. So, thank you for doing that for your people who chimed in.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
No, I mean, look, I know how expensive this is, and people have no idea. But you said something earlier, you know, we're kind of the small fish in the pond here. And I think that people really have to understand that it's all of us that they're after. It's not just L.A. Marzulli and Doug and whoever else. It is you folks watching this and listening, man. They're coming after you. And as I said earlier, you mentioned Sean King and his idea to go after statues, crosses, stained glass windows, Christian churches. You know, L.A., by the way, that is going to come. I believe at that point, we as Christians need to fight back, brother, don't we? I mean, you're not averse to fighting back, are you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, at some point you got to stand up and you go, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to follow you down the very slippery slope to socialism, one step away from communism. We're going to support the Constitution. We've elected people to protect us. That's what they're there for. Our elected officials to protect the American people. And this is why, and I'm not talking for armed sedition or rebellion. I'm not saying that, but we need to organize militias, with people that really know how to do this, organize it to defend what we hold dear in this country. And this is what this part of the Second Amendment is all about. In other words, if they come to where we live, are we just going to allow them to burn buildings and destroy businesses like they did in Seattle and rape people and beat people? Are we going to allow that? Why the police stand down? Well, you know, hopefully not in the state of Oklahoma. California, different story. Who knows? New York City, different story. You'll notice any state or city with a Democratic governor or mayor, it's a whole different scenario here. So you've got the Republican Party, as Tucker Carlson stated yesterday. And Tucker's amazing. He's sort of like one of the very few voices that are talking sense and real solutions here. The Constitution, people are elected to uphold that and protect the American people. So if you're no longer protecting us, then the people do have a right to bear arms, and we do have a right to coalesce, not as vigilantes, but as militia, to defend our property and our loved ones against the Antifa anarchists. And that's what they are. Make no mistake about it. They are anarchists. They offer no solution other than Marxism. And with the Gulag and the body counts in former Soviet Russia, and that whole system just collapsed of itself, didn't it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. And don't force it here.
No, it, very true. And I see, unfortunately, L.A., I see a time in the very, very near future where we are going to have to stand up. And I think, yes, militia, by definition, we have a guest, Dr. Richard Proctor, talks about how to form a militia properly, constitutionally. But at some point, I'm not averse to a Charles Bronson-esque 1974 death wish kind of action. Where you're out there, you want to topple that cross, you want to break the window, you want to rape that woman, you want to kill that guy, you're going to be kind of spinning that wheel of fortune. Am I going to see Charles Bronson pop up there with a handgun? I hope it doesn't get to that. I really don't, but I think that at some point,
it's coming.
But we have to protect ours.
Yeah, as a student of the Civil War, at least at some level, what happened at the Civil War was horrific. I mean, just study Pickett's charge at Gettysburg, and your head will roll. Just look at what brother against brother did in this country, and you know we're a ways from that, but we don't want to go there. We really don't want to go into an active Civil War. Trust me, that's the last thing that this country needs. But the anarchists, if the police won't do it, then we need to form militias to protect our loved ones, our way of life, and our businesses. It's a matter of It's a matter of life and death in this country.
Yeah, and you know, you're one of the nicest guys I know. And look, I know in your heart, in my heart too, there's no way that I want to see any violence take place. I would much rather there is a peaceful coexistence, or, you know, a change of heart and change of mind of these radicals. But I don't see that taking place. But one thing I don't want to do, and I'm sure you don't want to either, is to pass this problem along to our children and their children. And, you know, we're not getting any younger. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, man, you know, God, I don't know, you know, I don't know what the, you know, what the line in the sand is going to be, but I know it exists and I know it's going to be crossed. I pray it doesn't, but in my heart of hearts, I know it will be crossed, and we're gonna have to do something about this. But did you ever think, and I kind of wanted to ask you this, did you ever think, you know, 10 years ago that we would be talking like this at this time, or did you think it would be further out?
I really never thought we would see what we're seeing in this country. The 1-2 punch, the first punch being the Kung Flu, the Wuhan virus, the Chinese COVID-19. And here's something to think about, folks. What did the Chinese know? When did they know it? And this goes back to the trade deal, which is no more, non-existent now. But they didn't like the trade deal, and they know that they can't beat us militarily. So did they allow this? Did they deliberately allow it to spread? And that's something that our intelligence agencies really need to look at. We know that the Chinese government knew about the Wuhan virus, and they still allowed people from Wuhan to fly all over the world. They could have stopped that, but they didn't. And I find that alarming. And of course, if you say that, well, you're a racist. You're for America first. Yeah, I am. I certainly am. Because in China and in North Korea, they have the gulags. They have the concentration camps. People are taken and they're never seen of again. We don't want that in this country. So we need to stand up and be counted. But, you know, you've got the first punch is the Wuhan thing where the economy is shut down. Something I never, you know, you realize it's the first time in 4,000 years where the Jews, like 4,000 years ago, the first Passover, where they were quarantined in their house. I mean, is that a coincidence? You know, I don't think so. I find that incredibly remarkable. And so, you've got the quarantines, you've got the lockdowns, you've got the collapse of the economy, and then right on cue, just as things are beginning to open up, bam. And I get it. What happened to Floyd shouldn't happen to anybody. And you're right. There's all sorts of other stuff, skullduggery, that we're not hearing about, the counterfeit stuff. There's also, there could be tie-ins in a ring, and who knows what's really going on there. But the second punch, of course, is the anarchists, and they're well-funded, and it's absolutely orchestrated, and they're, you know, running around pretty much in every city. Who's funding this thing? George Soros and the others? Very possible. The goal, to destroy America, to bring it down, and to replace it with the New World Order. You know, the Russians had this thing years ago when they were a communist nation, not that they're that far away from it now, but when they were a communist nation, they had one of their so-called prophets saying that America will be taken down and will split into 6 or 7 different smaller countries, like the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic states, the South, the Midwest, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, another group of nations, the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, California. That would be a set of countries per se. The Western states. So, are we looking at something like that? Maybe. Because the country is so diversified, and the media has done nothing to bring it together. They've done everything. They've gone out of their way to divide us. It's right out of Saul Alinsky. Divide, divide, divide along racial lines, along class distinction, because someone had a talent and went to college and made a lot of money on the stock market or created a business. And they invented something and they made a lot of money. So that's, they should give that all the way for people who didn't have that talent. See, when you do that, then the guy that had the talent, to be an entrepreneur, you take any incentive away because he's going to wear the same stupid looking gray suit with the gray cap, just like Sherman now, just like all the guys under the former Soviet
socialist republic. Who wants to live that way? So America's a great, great country. And my challenge to black leaders is to take a hard look at the Democratic Party and realize that the Democrats are the party of segregation. The Democrats and Democrats form the KKK and other organizations like that that prolonged the Jim Crow laws and all this other stuff. And it wasn't until Martin Luther King. But education is the way out. Education is the way out. And I know African Americans, blacks that are highly educated and they're productive members of society. They're not running around with a bullhorn telling cops to F themselves. So, you know, folks, the anarchists offer nothing. And America, if you want to get ahead, you got to get educated on some level. You have to learn a skill, you know, become a carpenter, learn a skill, do something. If you don't have it here, then learn to do something with your hands. You know, you can create something, build a house, do something creative.
Do something productive. And I 100% agree with you on that. Absolutely agree. By the way, you can support LA. Go to lamarzulli.net. Sign up, by the way, for his PP&S report. It's right there on, under updates. Support LA Marzulli on Patreon. Become a contributor today. Just go to, lamarzulli.net, click on updates, and click through to the Patreon account. Become a patron of LA Marzulli. It's important that you do. I love his PP&S reports, the weekly wrap-ups, the, things that appear on there that, otherwise you may miss. And, it's interesting. There was one, I gotta tell you this, LA, I saw one, your, End Time UFO Prophecy, and I'm not going to give anything away, but that was, mid-month maybe. Let me see. Yeah, I think it was. Pete Valdez? Pastor Valdez?
You did? Yeah.
Very interesting in terms of prophetic implications there. That was, I just have to say that. So support LA on Patreon. Go to lamarzulli.net and click through. But that was very interesting. That conversation, that, what would you call it? A prophetic word?
Well, yeah, it was a prophetic word from the Lord. Pastor Pete was up there praying like they do every Wednesday night. And, the Lord just spoke to him, and that shouldn't be anything out of the ordinary for a born again spirit filled Christian. That's how it works. Yep. And the Lord spoke to him and gave him a word, and he ran it by me, and I had him on the show immediately. He told me on Thursday, Friday, we talked, Monday he was on the show. I'll paraphrase the word. Basically, it said, the Lord spoke to Pastor Pete and said, they are coming. They are coming from the heaven, but not my heaven. And I'll leave it at that. You need to watch the show. But they are coming. And of course, he's talking about the whole UFO phenomenon. This is a great deception, and people will believe a lie. Just like, look, I'm not making this up. Second Thessalonians talks about this. People will believe the strong delusion. It's written there thousands of years ago, and we're in a window of time where we see it happening. So check that out, folks.
Yes.
Pastor Pete.
Yes. I go to that, and I was intrigued, more than intrigued. Something really kind of struck me about that interview, that whole setup. It just rang true to me in terms of how the deception will occur and how we will be deceived. What do you see taking place? Speaking of the future, what do you see taking place here between now and Election Day? And on Election Day, do you think that we are going, if President Trump does take the day that day, are we even going to know it? And that's a question I think I'll ask you. Are we going to know it, or do you think that there is going to be some hanky-panky with respect to the returns?
Well, there already is a hanky-panky with the mail-in and ballots. I did a PPS report showing on the column, on one column, everything you need identification for, to buy a house, to get a driver's license. I mean, the list is endless. Social Security, to open up a bank account, to get a loan in a bank. I mean, the list is just goes on and on. To get a passport, you need ID, 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 ID. But to vote, no ID, just come on in and vote. Why is that? Because they want to pad the ballot box. The mail-in votes will be an absolute disaster. I predict that Republicans will take the House back. Trump will be reelected in a landslide. I really believe it's going to happen. There is a silent majority. People aren't stupid, and they realize that the Democrats offer nothing but higher taxes, bigger government, abortion on demand, and now you can add to that infanticide. Folks, if you call yourself a Christian and you vote Democratic, you better take a real hard look at what they stand for. And you have to ask yourself, would Jesus approve of abortion? Would Jesus approve of infanticide, which is Governor Cuomo? If that baby is born alive from an abortion, kill it. Are you kidding me? This is what we want? This is the country we want to live in? Of course not. So get out the vote. Realize that our country hangs in the balance, and it's in your hands. It's in your hands and my hands. Get out and vote.
Amen. Yeah, and I do think that President Trump will win in a landslide. However, like you said, you know, the mail-in ballots, a big problem with other forms of voting and those who count the votes. So it's going to be an interesting thing. And by the way, I do see, even if it's clear that President Trump wins and he gets reelected, regardless, I just see things going very bad. The people who were screaming at the sky last time, I think they're going to be much worse this time and do worse things this time. That's just my view. But in the run up to that, I think we've got a major problems. All right, my friend. Hey, thank you so much. I would urge everyone again to go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net. Sign up for the PPNS report. Also, support him on Patreon. Support him, period. Real quick, because I know people are going to want to know. And to the extent you feel comfortable, I know that your house burned down in the California wildfires. Are you recovering from that?
Yeah, we are. We're in a beautiful home in Oklahoma, and I want to thank all of you that contributed to that, especially my brother, who really, really blessed us. That's why we're in this house. We're in our studio right now. We have a building permit out in the quasi-socialist state of California. We can rebuild. It's a fireproof house. When we do it, it's a fireproof house. It's called GigaCrete. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, go to www.giga, GigaCrete. Check it out if you're thinking about building something. It's the home of the future, and it costs about 50% less than a normal way to build and goes up really fast, and yet it's a custom home, and it's fireproof and termite-proof. That's what we're going to build if and when. But everything is so uncertain that there's no way I'm pulling the trigger right now.
Yes. Well, thank you for that update. I appreciate that. I know that's a little bit personal, but I know I'm going to get a bunch of emails asking. Why didn't you ask LA about that? So, okay, we're going to be in touch. Thank you again. Thanks so much for your gracious gift of time. I really appreciate that. Until next time, God bless, sir.
Thank you for what you do for us, Doug. Really appreciate the Hagman Report.
Appreciate you as well. L.A. Marzulli, lamarzulli.net. Please support him, folks. Sign up for his updates as well as his PPNS reports and as well as the On the Trail of the Nephilim. Sign up for those. Watch those. Very educational. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report, Hagman Report Live. That's our website. Hey, do me a favor. Go to YouTube if you're watching this on YouTube. Hit the like and subscribe button. Let's drive those sensors and AIs. Let's drive them crazy, all right? Just you and me. All right. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
And welcome back to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. It is Tuesday. And if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesdays with Stan, right? Am I right? Yeah. Stan Dale, the real Indiana Jones. So appreciative to have him on. StanDale.com is his website. That is StanDale.com. That's his website. When you go there, look in the upper right. Click the show images, find the appropriate program, click that, and you go to the show images that we're going to be discussing here momentarily. I just want to tell you folks, too, earlier today, this as it appeared in the Washington Examiner, President Trump orders law enforcement to arrest memorial vandals under the federal act with up to 10-year sentence. Boy, did I just butcher that, didn't I? It's under the Veterans Memorial Preservation and Recognition Act. That's what this is all about, and it could land those people, the toppling statues, 10 years in jail. Now, yeah, do I have any hopes that some mope, you know, taking down the toppling statues is going to get 10 years in jail? Eh, I don't know. There are some law enforcement related news feed. I don't know how to describe them. Mailing lists, if you will. You could call them that, but it's more like a news feed. And it's law enforcement related. I'm seeing that there have been arrests actually made. Let me look at this one right here, just for an example. Because to me, this is extremely important, I think. Hang on. I'll get there. There was an arrest made. Let's see here. Hello. Where'd it go? Okay. Well, here's one. It's not the one I was thinking of, but here's one. There were 34 individuals arrested so far in the Fashion Square looting. This out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Scottsdale Police Department say they took part in the riots. And alluding, this goes back to May 30th. Now, they used video from the incident and other means. We'll let that sink in. To identify 34 individuals who were arrested for looting. And just look at, some of the names. This should be public, I believe. I believe Fox 10 Phoenix is reporting on this. It looks like open source Fox 10 Phoenix reporting on this. So you can go there. Angelo Brady, the second 24. Others, 18, 24, 35 years old. Ramon Taylor, 29, 20. I'm looking at the ages. Interesting. And the mugshots. Oh, they have mugshots. Now, Fox 10 does have mugshots. Yeah. Hey, if Obama had a son, right? On some. And it's noted that a lot of news organizations decided to stop posting pictures of people who were arrested. And it's interesting to look at that. This, again, I'm looking at this law enforcement news feed that I get. So anyway, just saying. Looting, insurgency, this is what we're seeing. And I think it's pretty understandable. I think the backdrop is understandable. Unless, of course, you know, you're a fake PhD living in San Francisco out of your mother's basement that doesn't know which way's up. You know, you got oral and intestinal flatulent problems. You know, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock not to see what's taking place. And what's taking place, of course, is not disorganized. And yesterday I made mention of the fact that a lot of what we're seeing today, these same people, the same tactics, are in fact similar to the Arab Spring uprising back in 2010. So keep that in the back of your mind. With me is Stan Dale from StanDale.com. As I mentioned, StanDale.com. Click through the show images and find the appropriate show, which is the Hagman Report. And then you can follow along with us. Also, while you're at it, go to EMPShield.com/Hagman. That's EMPShield.com/Hagman. There it is right there on your screen. You need this. You need this today more than ever before. That's right. Go to your screen. See it right there. Don't touch your screen. You can't do anything with it, but go to standeo.com and click through and make sure you use Hagman as a promo code or empshield.com/Hagman. Use Hagman with the promo code and get $50 off your purchase. There you go. Standeo, how are you, sir?
Oh, and, you know, a little bit of technical difficulties here. I think I've fixed it now.
Do okay dragging it out? people are saying, ah, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to fix the lighting for Eric here to get some of that red out. Boy. Yeah.
Now look at you. How are you doing that? That's pretty cool the way you're doing that. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do it. You moved yourself and now see, oh, you're cooler, lighter, or cooler, warmer. There you go.
Yeah, well, what it amounts to is remote control LEDs. Okay. Eric set me up with this, and I'm just trying to figure out from this how to get that red cast off of there. I'm just not really being successful. It must be on your end somewhere. Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Yeah. Anyway, before you go, I just want to thank the Gills for my this is a replica stand of this is what I say it is. This is a replica of my Smith & Wesson Model 2944 Magnum that Clint Eastwood carried with him. So anyway, so thank you to the Gill family out of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. All right.
So you've got a model or a copy?
Oh, let me get that. Now it's my turn. Usually it's on your end. Now it's on my end. Hang on. Should I put them on the air? I'm kidding. Go ahead, sir.
What? Am I on or not?
Yeah. You're on.
Oh, okay. Is that, do you have the actual 44 Magnum or just a model of it?
I have not the actual one used by Clint Eastwood, but the same one used by Clint Eastwood.
So when you fire it, it knocks you back about 3 feet?
No, actually it's pretty smooth. As long as you don't fire hot loads through it, if you use the 44 special loads, it's pretty smooth. Now if you use the hot loads, yeah, that gives you a little kick and gives you, you know, and I got a pretty good grouping at about 7 yards. So,
yeah. Oh yeah, 7 yards. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, a hit from one of those, you don't need but one shot.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Launch him into orbit.
And see, that's the only way I can fight. I'm not going to fist fight. So, and I'm too old for that. So, you know. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, I used to fight when I was younger. In the ring and stuff. And at the academy, probably getting too old for that now.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Had a number of issues this morning with computer things, but most of the stuff is up on the website on the show images page. My top pro is not linked, but anyway, I'll try to do that here as we talk. Wow, what a pain!
And this, you know, folks, I got to tell you, this is labor intensive. What Stan and Holly do, for our benefit, because I go to his website, I go to Steve's, I go to standeo.com, I go to virtually a number of websites to look at the top headlines. And that's labor intensive to put all that up. And I want to thank Holly for doing that, getting up at 3-4 in the morning and doing that, working her head off. And also her book, Dare to Prepare. You need that, folks. You need that more than ever before. Please go to standeo.com, order Dare to Prepare and Garden Gold as well. So, okay, I'm done. I can stretch it out more if you want.
Yeah, for a couple seconds more.
Okay. All right. Eric the Tech, I want to thank you for all you do because you do a lot for us. And see, if it wasn't for you, that would be me right now. It would. I wouldn't even be on the air. I'd be, I don't know what I'd be doing, but I wouldn't be on the air. So.
You'd be in your rainbow Speedo.
My rainbow. Yeah. Rainbow Speedo. All right. Boy, can you imagine that? All right.
No, that's not. Shocking.
Yeah. That's actually pretty disgusting when you think about it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now let me just reload here on the show images page. At least one of those is up. Good. Okay. Of interest, really, you know, we're seeing in the news a lot of problems with the United States and China, whether it be trade agreements or whether it be Wuhan or the virus. We're at war with them. And on the news today on Fox, I was seeing that we're still seeing technology, intellectual property, draining over to China because they're stealing it. They've got a number of people in places here. I've known about it since, 2008 when I was filing a patent or two, because I talked to the guys there at the patent office and they told me about the changes made during that administration, which put a Chinese desk right there in the patent office. And so they reviewed everything that came out and probably some that didn't come out, filed it back home so that they could make a better, cheaper one and get it in the West Coast within 2 weeks. Now, that was back then. We're now 14 years into the, or 12 years into the game. And we're at war with these guys. I don't know whether you call it it's a Cold War at the moment. But with COVID coming in like it did, you almost think it might be a hot war because they're using bio warfare against us. Now, on slide 53, on our show images page, I link to a new PDF file called China, the EMP threat. And, of course, it's not there. Okay, I knew that. Anyway, because this paper is written by Dr. Fry, telling about right now the threat of nuclear war and EMP war with China, and this is why it's so important. You were talking about a while ago about the EMP shields to get that in there. Okay, and now I'm just going to get that PDF up there for you.
All right.
Come on.
Everyone watching this. This is important for people to understand, folks. So everyone watching this, just hang loose and then refresh your screens if you're watching this live.
Yeah,
or by
just
archive.
Refresh.
And refresh.
Yeah, refresh. I think it'll come up now. Come on. Yes, it does. Okay, it'll download the PDF. Very important that you get that and decide what you need to protect your house, your cars, and whatever else. It's really, really, really urgent. We've been getting calls for the last week or 10 days, people that are ahead of the curve saying, how many EMP shields do I need? You know, car, RV, my Generac generator, solar, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I've been answering questions on the phone and email like crazy. And in slide 52 next to that,
before you go on,
a picture.
I apologize. Before you go on, let me ask this. If you do have a whole house generator, do you need a second EMP shield for that?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, okay. Especially like the Generac. We have the installation instructions for the Generac. We have a picture of the Generac control panel and where two wires from our EMP shield go into it. It's already connected to ground and neutral, generator is, but we piggyback over those.
Okay.
So it shows you a picture of where to put them. But yes, you do need to do that.
Okay.
You have power.
Yes, yes. Okay. So that was a question actually that came up. That was actually sent to me by a friend of mine who has a whole house generator. In fact, a Generac. So, okay. So he's going to need another one. All right. Watch for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now, let's see. Slide 52, I haven't linked it up, but it's just an article on Chinese and their new battle tanks that are on the border of India. And China has been since about, 1994 at least, building new double boiler, like twin boiler steam locomotives that can climb up into the mountain range, high Himalayas at steep angles, and pull tons and tons of equipment and personnel up to the border there in the Himalayas with India. Right there where they are, in the Himalayas there at Nepal, they can then go from there through various road and rail routes into the Middle East, into Turkey and, into Iraq and Iran, all those areas there in the Middle East to fulfill the Armageddon conflict, where the kings of the East, the millions of them that are going to come across the mountains into the Middle East. Now, this has been a problem until these huge, wide-tread tracks for the tanks have been put in place by China. And it's been a problem before, which they've solved, to get these locomotives to have the power. And they used a British engineer, my former partner in business down in Australia, actually went over and filmed before it was illegal to film in China, where they were putting these trains together, which a British engineer designed for them, to give them the strength to get up over the mountains with their payloads of military goods. Anyway, that's a single wheel on those locomotives is over 12 tons. It's huge. They're big trains. I was trying to get pictures of them and couldn't find any on the internet these days. But They are preparing to go into the Middle East. They are certainly at war at the moment on a limited scale with India, having killed some of their people back and forth, and the conflict continues. But China wants to have access to the Middle East, and so India is going to have to grant them or join with them, one of the two. And India could be, I guess, considered kings of the East, you know, when the time comes. In slide 54, I haven't linked that either, but it's an article on China using laser weapon to sink a ship over in the China Sea, and I think it was a test craft, but still, if they've got a laser, you know, strong enough to sink a battleship, or you know, at least a destroyer escort, they've got a laser that's powerful enough to do us some damage in warfare. They are spreading out their influence into small island chains in the South China Sea. They are certainly, they've got their fifth columnists, you know, their spies over here in the United States in all kinds of key places and industries. Lord only knows how we would find them and remove them now. But China is now in a pact with Russia. The two of them are going to come after the United States. Now, there's a Middle Eastern country wanting to join with them. And at the moment, I'm not sure whether it's Iran or Saudi Arabia, because both have been having meetings with the Russians, with Vladimir Putin. We are at the edge of an attack. We are in the middle of a civil disobedience leading to civil war here in this country. And if our president doesn't do something fairly soon, people here, you know, are going to pick up arms and stop the looters and the terrorists themselves, which is not a you know, a good idea, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. In that event, the White House will be left with no recourse but to issue martial law, bring in troops, and try to quieten all of the confusion. You know, if you haven't been watching TV and reading the news for the last, oh, I don't know, 3 months, you probably aren't going to understand this, but we are at a point where America is severely threatened. You know, it's a clear and present danger on three fronts. So it's time for you to start defending and preparing your own household, however you can. You can get Holly's book, you know, the Dare to Prepare book. You can get my book, Cosmic Conspiracy. At the end of it, I tell you what's about to happen that, you know, mainstream is not covering at the moment, about the UFO deception that is coming and the release of their presence officially. Actually, did you guys see that video with Trump and his Donald Trump Jr. over the weekend about the UFO thing?
No, I did not. That's one video I didn't see. I was a ton, but I didn't see that one. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's a short one. It's about 31 seconds I put up there, where at the end of the interview with his father, Donald Trump Jr. says, okay, now I'm going to ask you something personally. He says, you know, I really find important. And you can click on slide 48 and see that 31 seconds. It's a very short run. But that's where he asked his dad about the Roswell situation and releasing the truth about it. And instead of giving the same answer he gave to a, you know, journalist asking the White House about that, about releasing UFO information, he kind of sort of squirts out sort of maybe and with a grin. And these kind of little interviews and pokes at the UFO situation, especially with the president, tell me that we are very close to the announcement, you know, to the disclosure of the UFO situation, the alien situation. And I'm sure by now President Trump has been advised, you know, of what it's all about. And I do tell you that in the latest addition to the Cosmic Conspiracy. So it's this alien business is going to come to the forefront like crazy shortly.
You know, L.A. Marzulli was on the first hour, and we were talking briefly about that very issue, about the disclosure aspect of things and about how, you know, these aren't they're not our friends. I'll just put it that way.
Let's watch this video.
Put the 30-second put it up.
Okay. All right.
When you ever open up Roswell and let us know what's really going on there?
So many people ask me that question.
I know it sounds almost ridiculous, but it's actually the real question.
It sounds like a cute question, but it's actually there are millions and millions of people that want to go there, that want to see it. I won't talk to you about what I know about it, but it's very interesting. But Roswell's a very interesting place with a lot of people that would like to know what's going on.
So you're saying you may declassify? Oh. You'll take it?
Well, I'll have to think about that one, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, if he's been made privy to why you need to keep it secret for just a bit longer, then that's why he kind of smiled and looked off camera. his advisors will tell him when he can release his information. And it's not going to be there are bad guys. It's going to be that the aliens, the ones that look like us, humans, are friendly, and they're going to get rid of little gray critters and all those that have been afflicting us, and they're going to help us solve Earth's problems. This is what's going to come out. I've said this for like, 40, 45 years. I forget, from 1977 till now. That's 43 years at least. Warning people, this is coming. I've been shown this, you know, I've been out of my body in a near-death experience, and after that I've had dream visions. We are at the point where we're going to see this. The United States is under threat and will go down. Even the Hopi told Holly and I that the United States will fall into civil war on many fronts, whether it be black against white, Muslim against Christian, Jew, whether it be rich against poor, whatever. These multifaceted sides of a civil war are going to hit us. And it's going to bring America into chaos and a weak position for invasion. And China and Russia and possibly Iran or Saudi Arabia is going to join together and invade physically on the ground the United States. After, of course, softening us up with a bunch of EMP strikes and nuclear detonations over certain key facilities for missiles and defense. They're coming. And people better get ready to this.
I got to tell you, Stan, that would suck. You know, I'm sorry, but that whole thing would suck. You know, I don't mean to trivialize it, but man, you're talking about, I'm really trying to visualize that taking place, because America's a big country. It's huge, but it can be done.
That's why it takes China and Russia and a third world country or a Middle East country to come in with the resources they have and bring us down.
Okay. So, by the way, that video, when he looked off to the side, I can just envision some guy in a military uniform going, stop.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of what I thought too.
Oh man. Anyway, but no, back to this invasion thing. You know, I watched the video late last evening of the replay of them trying to topple a statue in Lafayette Park. And I'm thinking, Stan, I don't know. Too little too late in terms of, in my view, of somebody
doing something.
Yeah. I was trying to really be diplomatic in my, what I was going to say, but you know, look, if I'm at my church, cause now they're talking churches. So if I'm at a church and I got people that are trying to break glass windows and take crosses down, I'm not going to be a happy camper.
No. And look, you know, you could say, well, President Trump is doing this, as he kind of says, let's let the left, you know, the Democrats and the terrorists see what it's like, you know, without law and order. Well, you know, let's let them suffer in those cities so they vote out and get rid of the terrorists and the left wingers that are causing all this, extremists, and, you know, drive it to the point where in the election time that they'll all say, well, look, you know, we need something done. And Trump will then, of course, do it just before the election and say, okay, I'm bringing the troops. We're going to fix this now. But I want you to see what it's like without law and order, without police, et cetera, without hospitals and things like that. Now, that appears to be what he's doing. The alternative to that, of course, is if he could do it now, put the troops in now, and of course, the fifth columnists, the communist socialists, whatever, they're going to, you know, protest loudly and say, you know, this is a war against the people of the United States. But if you look at what's happening, this is a communist overthrow of the United States. It has been in the works since 1958, at least, and possibly before that. Right after the wars, when this started, my dad was aware of the communist infiltration and the spy system, because in the Army Air Corps where he was fighting the Russians by bluff to keep them out of the Middle East oil fields. He had American soldiers that after the war was over in 1945, they stayed there for 2 years as civilians with military-looking uniforms to block the Russians out. So dad and his brothers and my mother and my aunts, they all fought and published information against the communist overthrow. They hit our universities, hit our theological schools, hit into our government, you know. And we're now at a point where it's coming to a head, and this chaos just plays right into their hands. and of course the funding of George Soros, that miserable person. Anyway, all these things are going to happen now. It's like a snowball that's rolled downhill, and we're at the bottom of the hill, and it's fixing to absolutely swamp the United States. So it is time for people to wake up. Just don't fool around anymore, just on the war front alone. On another front, on earthquakes and things like that, there's another issue. I have a lady friend that contacts us from here in Colorado from time to time, and she has dream visions like I've had. And she's been supporting what I saw about something happening in California over in the Northwest. Now, in my dream vision, which you can link to slide 44, you can click on that and see how I had a dream vision of Lake Taupo erupting and that kind of stuff. And in the second email going down further, Eric, if you just scoot it on down further into the next lot of that email, a little bit further. Okay, that one there, right in there in those paragraphs, there was a Maori kahuna woman that came to a friend of mine in New Zealand and said, look, get this information to Stan, because we know that there is going to be another event happen in the world, in China, that will have nothing to do with Lake Taupo erupting. But when that happens, in the press, you will see it was a disaster with thousands of logs that are stacked across a channel that was not completed in China, a water channel. And these will collapse or roll off or do something that causes the death of hundreds of people there in China. And when that happens, know that all these changes that we're talking about here, the Lake Taupo eruption and things on the west coast of the United States, these are all going to start to happen. And so we've been watching for that event. Right now, Carol, she said, look, I got a dream vision mid-July this year that the Northwest earthquake is going to start. Now, that's not the Chinese symbol, but that's what she's seeing in her dream vision. I don't know whether it's going to be in mid-July, but that's what her dream vision said. The reason I'm sharing with you is this. When I had my dream vision, decades ago, I also had another dream vision of standing in front of a bunch of watchmen in their tents here in the western United States in the evening when it's dark and pre-dawn. And the over California and like Washington State, I saw rain getting heavier and heavier, thicker and thicker, of burning, flaming objects, small objects, they look like, but they're probably big, falling down over Washington, Oregon, and California. And I turned around to my associates there, the watchmen that were gathered there with me, hundreds of them, and I said, okay, go back now and tell your people it begins now. Well, in Carol's dream vision, which she had recently, it says it will begin here, pointing to the northwest, where the volcanoes and the earthquakes will start, and the California coast will start to break up. The big one will be a bunch of them, a bunch of larger earthquakes that will start to separate portions of California and Oregon off from the mainland, and also Washington, I think. So I'm putting that out there because it's like two of us having similar dreams and something happening over in the northwest. And we're two witnesses now. One says it starts here, and I say it begins now. What the it is has always been a question, but I think what she supplied is the it, the beginning of these judgments that are going to hit the United States and the world for that matter. Anyway, that's
so if I'm hearing this correctly, and if the Seattle and Tacoma and the Chamber of Commerce is over there are hearing you correctly, you're
yeah, they won't let me in now, I'm sure.
So you're saying that you would expect the problems, earthquakes, the breakup of the West Coast to begin in the Pacific Northwest. That's what I hear you saying, right?
Yes.
And this would relate to New Zealand, how, or does it, or doesn't it?
That's part of what the New Zealand what the Chinese disaster that's coming with the logs and everything, that signals the beginning of this kind of stuff and the eruption of Lake Taupo.
All right.
Okay, yeah, those two.
I get that.
And slide 49, expert warns China's Three Gorges Dam in danger of collapse. Residents in lower reaches of the Yangtze River should embrace for evacuation, from a Chinese hydrologist. Three Gorges Dam, a man-made disaster. Now, that's not, I don't think, what that Kahuna was talking about, but, you know, the collapse of the Three Gorges Dam would be a severe blow to the Chinese and, you know, to the people that are living downstream from that. There are going to be big things happening. Look, today there was a, it was like a 7.4 earthquake in Mexico, south, or kind of east-ish of Acapulco on the Pacific side. Now, that's a 7.4, and there have been some others here recently that were like that as well, of that strength. So I'm seeing more and more good, big earthquakes happening. I've been seeing for weeks now smaller, like presage earthquakes happening around, say, Nevada and various places, which indicate there's a rupture trying to happen, but it hasn't quite happened yet, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Boy. Anyway, wow. Let me just I'm going to run over here and look at Quake's map at USGS and see if they've updated that thing with the I think they've updated it here. Let me just see here. USGS.
Thanks to you, I've got that saved in my favorites. Let me see if I can.
I have so many favorites. I'm there now. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's big. Well, go ahead and go there and put it up on the screen because I haven't had time to get it up because it just happened.
Wait a second now. I can't find it. Hang on.
Go to earthquakeusgs.gov and then earthquakes. And
okay. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Maybe. That gives you the single one. Yeah. I'm just.
Do we go to any one of those in particular or latest earthquakes or. Thanks, Eric, by the way.
You want to go, Eric, you want to go to the whole, it's stroke earthquake stroke map. Okay. And get to the map that shows everything. right. And, you can also show the, actual plot of magnitudes there if you're on that site. Let me see. That's what I'm looking at, but I have on the USGS, I'm just going to send this to you just a second here.
All right.
What do we have this feedback for if I can't use it?
Right.
Okay. I'm trying, he said. Very trying, they said. Now, where do I put that into your chat thing?
I don't know.
Right. Oh. It's a long link, but there it is, Eric. Latest earthquake.
Go ahead. Eric, what are you going to do with that? Eric's going, I don't know. No, I'm not sure we can put that on the screen.
No, just take that link and it'll take you to the maps and you can set things and it's a good place for you to link so you can follow what I do weekly.
All right.
You know, and these earthquakes here, and I'm just doing a 7-day search here. Okay. And let's look at the whole planet in addition to us.
Okay. Eric just asked for a raise in my earpiece, so there we go.
Well, it's a good time to hit you up for one. Gosh. Okay, well, I'm looking at it while he's trying to find it. And we've had, as I say, a few of these bigger earthquakes. And this one is just north of North Island, New Zealand. It was a 7.4 in the Kermadec. And that was on the 18th, which was 5-6 days ago. And now we've got this one over Mexico. These are on the Ring of Fire, the Arc of Fire in the Pacific. So I'm now saying, okay, is it time shortly for us to have some of these big ones up in the Juan de Fuca area and, you know, in the Mendocino Fault where it joins up above Northern California? Mm. You know, if I look at, let me just go at 30 days and see how many others we've got. Now, this is the biggest lot in 30 days on the planet. This week we're seeing this, and it's time to pay attention to that too. If you live in the Northwest, wear your rubber tired a bit or something. I'm not sure. are they going to prevent me from coming to visit Washington? Is that in Oregon? Anyway, I'm telling it like it is, guys. We laugh, but it's serious if you live in those areas that you need to prepare for. you know, emergency supplies that you might need and transportation. And if it happens like one of the other dream visions I had, when this starts, this breakup of the West Coast, the Cascadia subduction zone is going to release 8 volcanic eruptions from Mount St. Helens all the way down to Popocatépetl in Mexico City. So I watched them happening all at once, and people were trying to get out of California and go over east, over the mountains, and they were having great difficulty because the wet ash on the highways that they were using to cross over made the cars slip off of the sides of these cliff roads. I mean, they were falling off the side.
The humanity, you know, the just thinking about that. You know, it's sometimes we laugh and we have fun, but to consider that, to consider the possibilities, and what would happen and the real loss of life. And this is why we need to prepare, folks. We do, and make sure you've got, as I said yesterday, Stan and we were talking yesterday too, I was talking with John Moore, and we were talking about making sure you've got all of your important papers together, your birth certificate, passport, marriage license, and insurance papers and whatever. Make sure you have them all together too. Pictures, family albums too. You can't replace those. It looks like we're in for some tough times. That's for sure. Wow. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm just trying to find something here on, the quakes in New Zealand. I have to use their USGS instead of ours to get an accurate plot of it. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm looking at the last hour of quakes in North Island, New Zealand, and they are south on the southern tip of North Island, away from Lake Taupo, so it's not starting yet. You know, just north of that island 5 days ago, you had that 7.4. So that's a fault line runs right through North Island. And of course, it's connected to Ruapeo and Lake Taupo and the mud lakes north of that near the Bay of Plenty. Mm. Oh, boy. Anyway, yes, it's quakes, volcanoes. Keep an eye on these things, folks, because I think we're going to see an increase in all of that across the board. Let me just bring up our show images page and get back over there. Oh, on a minor thing, I guess you saw that Bilbo Baggins actor, you know, the senior Bilbo Baggins died over the weekend. Ian Holmes. At slide 45, you can look at that.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, sorry. I was thinking about another individual who passed away in Hollywood that it's not – no. But I know who you're talking about.
Right, right.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Sorry, my microphone's giving me troubles here, guys. I'm trying to get it out of the way. Maybe that's it. Not winning today. Okay. Hold it there. Okay. Now, an interesting thing. In slide 51, there are pictures of logs over a channel in China. And if you click on that, you'll get to the same place as where it starts here. It begins now. But it's showing conceptually there were a bunch of logs stacked up across a channel, I guess over the top of it or on the side of it or something. And these collapse and fall, and that will trigger a news article that precedes all these massive volcanoes and earthquakes. They'll start probably in North Island and possibly on our west coast in the northwest. So just a visual thing. Now, to the left of that, in slide 50, there's something called a ninja bomb. And this is, I thought it was really cool, actually, for fighting the Arabs, the terrorists, you know, the Muslim terrorists and Arab terrorists together, whatever they're called these days. There's so many groups and factions of them, how they like to chop people's heads off. Well, this ninja bomb takes it back to them. It was developed by the Department of Defense and the CIA. And this bomb goes in, say, into the car where the target is, and it spins like 6 sharp blades, you know, to cut up everything in its path. So it's like using a sword, a bunch of them, to hack the guys to death like they hack our people to death when they're putting them on TV cameras and chopping their heads off. it's, to me, it's a little too quick, but it does return the favor of the knives and things like that, you know, cutting up the bad guys. I just thought it was, you know, interesting.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to have to go on the dark web, see if I can get one of those. Eric, the tech, we're going to have to check to see if we can get one of those. Wow, look at that. Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, in that, that'll
leave a mark.
I don't know. I think, I don't know whether it's in that article. Let me just check and see. There's one of the articles. It wasn't in there. It's probably a link off for that site. Shows what a car looks like that was hit by that. Yeah, oh, wow. And it just goes right through the roof and just shreds the roof of the vehicle and then hits whoever's inside with these slinging blades. That would strike fear into him for a second anyway. That's about all.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my warped sense of humor, you know.
Well, look at that. In fact, folks, if you're watching this.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is. My goodness. It's pretty exacting.
And it comes in.
Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. It comes right in the back seat aimed at the driver and the passengers, you know, just chops them up.
You know you're going to have a bad day when one of them things goes through your roof. I mean, that's the last day. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Yep.
What's that noise?
I suppose the most.
Zap.
Yes. Hey. That strange whirring sound. Yeah. Anyway, that's my warped sense of humor coming in there. But
I mean, you've got Muslims that are beheading Christians. You've got, I'm sorry, but. You're allowed to have a warped sense of humor, in my view. I mean, I think it's ridiculous how, you know, speaking of this, Christians have put up with so much, I believe, and conservative Christians have we've been too tolerant. You know, people talk about, the intolerance on the Christian right is beyond the pale. Well, no, I think we've been too tolerant. I think we need to become intolerant, I should say. Intolerant. More intolerant than what we're seeing. And we have to step up and do something. And folks, Dare to Prepare, you need to prepare. So go to standale.com, Dare to Prepare, Garden Gold, Cosmic Conspiracy, all of these, and EMP Shield as well, myempshield.com/Hagman for $50 off. Use Hagman for the coupon code. But all of these are here to help you. And that's what Stan and Holly Deo do. So we thank them from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much for doing what you do, in these times that I just can't believe. I don't know.
All happening, as my hippie friends used to say after they did a drag on their marijuana. They would say, "Hey, man, it's all happening." Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
All right,
go ahead.
Now, let's see here. Which slide is that? Slide 47. If you click on either the picture or the text, it will blow up a picture. And you think, well, okay, that's a nice picture of something. What am I looking at? It's a photo that was taken by Edward Abbott, an Army intelligence officer in Hawaii years ago. And it's called the Kunia Tunnel, the secret tunnel. It was used during World War II, but then it was adapted after World War II for underground stuff, secret base. And part of it was our at that time, what was Space Force, dealing with alien life forms and talking, communicating with several races, he said. Now, to actually see the whole interview, you have to go to YouTube.com and search for Army Whistleblower Revelations. Army Whistleblower Revelations, and you'll get to the interview, the complete interview, which is full of very interesting stuff. Now, is he telling the truth? I don't know. I did go in slide 46 with Google Earth. I did go over and find that tunnel nowadays in Hawaii. It's still there. And one thing I did notice, which is kind of saying that this is probably a government facility, was in the parking lot, the close parking lot to the tunnel entrance there in the image. You can zoom in on it, Eric, where the just underneath the yellow pin where the cars are. And look at those cars. They look like they're almost all government issue. White front, white trunk, you know, kind of symmetrical type vehicles. And if you look in the big parking lot to the lower left of that, there are a bunch of those, like, same type of cars, the sameness, you know, in the early part of the parking lot there, telling us that there are probably government or intelligence people that are there working when this picture was taken in, when was it, June the 10th, 2019.
Hmm.
So, now this base, you know, it's still there. It's still operational. So this guy says that's where he was assigned and where he got all this inside information about, you know, the alien presence and our people, you know, I guess it's more worldwide than just America, but dealing with them. You can find this yourself by going to Google Earth and using these latitude, longitude coordinates at the bottom of the picture. And you'll see that heliport or helicopter landing spot on top of the tunnel there with a big H in it. That was how I found it. Now, on Linda Moulton Howe's lecture, they have a picture showing where it is located with a little yellow dot on it, and the yellow dot's not in the right place. That's why I went to the trouble of finding it. If you go down, let me just see where it is here. On that, come on, there it is. Down to 16 minutes on her video, you'll see it's got yellow dots over what he talks about, the Wheeler Army Airfield and the Schofield Barracks and the Kunia Camp. Now, as I say, where that yellow dot at the lower left is saying Kunia Camp in the tunnel, that's not exactly where it is. That's why I had to go in and find it and put the updated picture on the show images page so you can actually see where it is today and where it was in the other picture that we were looking at. I think it's worth having a look at and investigating this guy and listening to what he says happened there. It's
briefly, if you don't mind, I mean, what are we looking at? What kind of activities, briefly?
Well, he was working on other things as an intelligence officer there, and there were about six or seven guys he would see, you know, in passing in the hallways there underground. They had all black uniforms on and a patch that had something similar to Space Force, but not really like a sword going up or something like that. And these guys were in the alien communications division, believe it or not. And he could only pick up hearsay here and there, but he did talk about it, saying that we had made a deal with them and with some of them. And this is so long ago, I'm thinking, gosh, I mean, we're way ahead of that now. Is this what disclosure is going to be about? Anyway, there are other subtle things that he mentions, this, which I think it's worth listening to. But listen to it with a grain of salt and check it out in other ways if you can.
I don't doubt that, but the only thing I'm in my head, I think, you do that during the day, you go home, your wife says, hey, honey, I was work today. Oh, not too bad, you know. What'd you do? Well, well, yeah, we worked out a deal with the aliens. I'm trying to think of how, I'm not trying to be funny. I guess I'm just trying to think of how, people keep secrets, right? I mean, security clearances.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that it has been so ingrained in the intelligence officers, no matter what branch they're in, that when they say, tell no one, not even your wife or your family or friends, they mean it. If you do, you're out of the game. I mean, you're probably sent to Siberia if you're allowed to live. There are certain secrets that they would kill for, I'm sure. So he probably, if he had a wife, I'm not sure. They could have divorced like many of them because when they say to him, what'd you do at the office today? He says, can't tell you. Sorry. Where were you today? Sorry, can't tell you. Okay, what's for dinner? You know, there's a little lack of communication there, which, you know, if you know wives, that really doesn't go down well.
It would be interesting. I don't know. It would just be interesting. I'm going to be so intrigued when this does happen. As you pointed out, that 30 second audio or video clip of that interview about Roswell. I mean, think about that and think about everything that we're seeing now and how you are saying we're close to this disclosure. So it's going to be very interesting to watch this unfold as me, just purely as a spectator, but you being on the inside and having been on the inside and watching this, having a different perspective entirely. So it's going to be
Having known for all these decades what the plan is and where we're headed, you know, where they're headed to make this one world government that people will really want. You know, I guess it's kind of an empty victory to sit up here on the mountain range and say, I told you so, guys, yeah. If you'd have just listened. But I'm saying it. It's kind of, oh, yeah, right. Well, I knew about that. It's now.
And folks, you can read about it too, Cosmic Conspiracy, as well. That's a great book. I have it. I gotta get it out and read it again. It's been probably about 3 months around Christmas time. So I'm about due to read it again.
Cosmic certainly the last appendix that I added, you know, updates at the very end of the book, yeah. Telling about the biblical connections in Daniel's writing about the Antichrist of this age and how he makes a deal with an alien God. There's no mistaking the translation. And I go in there and translate some of the Hebrew words again for people to see how they look at us, you know, this alien group, as clay to stomp on, you know, or to consume. They're going to trick us, you know, those that aren't aware. And as I say, like in the movie V, or the series V as well, but the movie particularly, it was a, you know, mini movie made for TV over several nights. But there, the aliens look like us, but their skins were really covering a reptilian, you know, person underneath. And they actually consumed humans as food in addition to being tricking them into getting control of the planet and our resources. It was so much like what I'm seeing is about to happen that I've often tried to get a hold of Johnson, the guy that wrote the book and stuff, and say, look, you know, kudos to you, because you're way ahead of most people in realizing what it's going to look like. Mm. And it's going to be, people are going to cheer, and they're going to cheer for a number of reasons, because the human-like aliens that come will get rid of a lot of our problems with people abducting us, or beings abducting us from other planets, and problems with our economy, problems with diseases, threats of asteroid or meteorite impacts that are damaging the planet in various places. They're going to be wondrous. They're going to come and help us, and people are going to really appreciate that until they're under total control. And in my book, I differ with people like Hal Lindsey in saying that the 10 Nation Consortium is going to be the Western 10 Nations of the ancient Roman Empire revived. I think we're going to see that Roman Empire be a global base, and there will be 10 whole regions of the planet that will be having kings over them. And I do draw that on page 200 of the Cosmic Conspiracy. I draw that map and show you where the Club of Rome has divided the world up by socioeconomic and religious factors into 10 regions, how it plays out.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And that's an interesting image, by the way, that those 10 regions, just from memory, interesting, to say the least. If folks get Cosmic Conspiracy, the final edition, I got to tell you, it's well worth it. And that's at standeo.com, Cosmic Conspiracy. And Dirt of Prayer, too, because you're going to need that as well. All right. We got about six minutes left.
Okay. I want to discuss something here and reveal partially of some of my research that we will probably never have time to see unless you see it being used by our government or aliens or whatever. Slides 37 through slide 42. This is about what's called entrainment propulsion. Now, I haven't filed the patent on my device, which is not shown here, but I have designed an airflow form of an anti-gravity craft. Instead of anti-gravity, it uses airflow to travel very fast in the atmosphere and underwater. Now, in the early 50s, the Avro car in Canada, Avro company's car, a tactical car for Army, for tactical missions, was developed and tested. And if you look at slide 41, just click on it, it's only a few seconds long, you'll see the test of this car as a tactical vehicle where it skimmed over the ground, like you would have in an Army situation. There you go. I restored part of this color and stuff. It's a very old film, but this is one of several images or videos you can see at AV Row Company, or the records of it, about how they tested this car. Now, they had two JT-69 jet engines in that, which sucked the air down and underneath. If you look at slide 40, and click on that picture. Now, this is part of the Dr. Frost, he was in charge of the program. This is part of the report he gave on the Avro car. Now, the pink area there, reddish dotted area, that's a cross-section of the vehicle to show how it's supposed to have worked. These jet engines spun a turbine, a fan, right there in the middle of that little kind of dome, and that fan sucked air in, and then it was redirected through these little side rings that you see underneath the craft, forming a hovering position, if you wish, so they could hover over the ground and, you know, get information from the tactical situation or fight somebody or whatever. They wanted this to be able to travel several hundred miles an hour in the air up above the ground effect, but they could never get it clear of the ground because this airflow here creates a suction at the bottom of these blue lines that are down there and sucks the craft to the ground. It almost locks it to the ground. And if you look at slide 38, you can see when they're starting to move, they tried to direct the airflow so that some of it goes under to form a cushion and the rest of it goes to form a lateral or forward movement of the craft. I looked at these things years ago after I started working on my patents, for the air version of the electrogravitic craft. And it uses entrainment propulsion. Now, these guys did this totally backwards. It fell into history and was never used much, although they did up in slide 42, they did make a prototype, a mock-up of this kind of technology altered, where they have these thrusts coming on the side of the vehicle. If you look at that, it's an AV-ROW vertical takeoff craft, and they never got into production with this, but that is what that craft looked like, much like a kind of rounded spearhead or arrowhead. And I've got the actual blueprints of that, suggested prototype. Now, look over at slide 47. Oh, gosh, slide 47, the picture is not there. I knew that. Well, you can look at the little icon. I'll correct this later tonight and after off air and set the big picture so you can see it. I'm trying that right now to do that. But anyway, we'll get it up there. If you look at that, that's a cross-section of a smoke ring. And that smoke ring.
Wait, Stan, forgive me. You said slide 47.
37.
All right. Maybe I misheard that. Okay.
I don't know. That's just
all right, here we go. All right.
Did that picture come up?
It did.
Or is that? Oh, I see what you're doing.
No, he just, Eric just.
That's just the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Well, this cross-section of the smoke ring is very important to understanding entrainment propulsion. If you see that arrow in the middle going up toward forward, that's the direction that a smoke ring is going to move. When you create a smoke ring, say in a very smoky bar, and you puff, make this little smoke ring go out from you, you'll see that it passes through all the ambient layers of cloud, like cigar smoke and stuff, passes through them without actually disturbing them much at all. It doesn't like sway everything to the side or push everything to the side and leave a path. It cuts a hole and closes the hole behind itself as it goes forward. Now, this is like the example I use about, I better hurry up with this, a man going into a bar for a drink in the old Western saloons. The bar is packed, okay, and people are right up to the swinging doors even. So if he goes to the swinging doors and shoves them open, he's going to meet a bit of resistance from those drunk cowboys on the other side saying, hey, watch it, fella. You're forcing your way in to my space. On the other hand, if he opened the doors back and said, guys, could you excuse me? Let me just scoot on through here. Thank you. Make a way. And he does kind of a breaststroke motion and moves into there without disturbing the whole bar. This is entrainment. It is saying, let me make a hole for myself to come into and then close it behind me. This is what a smoke ring does. And later when you look at this picture here, you'll see that the smoke ring, actually it's a form of layers of air or smoke in this case that form and go around and around and around down to the center. And all of a sudden they turn backwards and come out at the back of it. It's like
surprisingly, Stan, I understood that.
All righty, guys. Well, anyway,
hey,
I'll have
you.
That fixed by the time you get up.
All right. I appreciate that. Go to standeo.com. That's standeo.com, S-T-A-N-D-E-Y-O.com, and show images. Thank you, Stan. I appreciate it. God bless. Give Holly my best.
God bless you now.
And your babies as well. All right.
All right. Folks, bye-bye now.
All right. That'll do it for me. HagmanStore.com, HagmanReportLive.com. Hey, give this a thumbs up and a subscribe on YouTube. God bless, everyone. Good night.